July 30th, 2016. Thanks for joining me today. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs, where we had quite a big downpour of rain yesterday. Anyway, thanks for joining me on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. You may view the guest lineup and relevant links for this particular program by visiting spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button. And then choose the appropriate year, month, and day. I hope that you will also visit screeningsandyhook.net for my articles regarding Sandy Hook and related topics. I hope that you will also visit and subscribe to spingolaspeaks.net. It was created by a dear friend and just a wonderful webmaster, and I just can't say enough good things about this individual. He's just a darling. One may listen to the audio files of my program there at SpingolaSpeaks.net, as well as at RBN. I always get so emotional. I am just a very emotional person. Anyway, as I mentioned, the RBN archives are also readily available. Another option is Woolies Blog, and that's woolliesblog.blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, I hope that you will consider donating to the network. You may do that by calling 800-724-2719 or simply visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate. Or you can send your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, and that is in Round Rock, Texas. And that zip code is 78664. Okay, we have called our guest. And our board operator, our producer, is getting an automated voice message. So I'm going to quickly email our guest, who is supposed to be Diane Kepus. That's Kepus, K-E-P-U-S. And she writes for News with Views, and she's got four other websites that she is associated with. And I'm going to quickly email her and ask her what the deal is, because we've been talking about this program for 3 weeks. And so I'm just going to tell her that her number does not work. So I'm just going to say, please give me your correct number so that we can get you on, because I really don't have anything. Well, I have a lot of stuff I could talk about, but I really wanted to talk to our guest. I mean, that's why I have guests, so I can, you know, I can talk to some interesting people. Anyway, phone number so that we can call you, so that we can call you. Okay, off we go. Okay, hopefully she will respond. She wrote an article for News with Views, and it's called CDC Vaccinating Our Children to Death. Now, I do a lot of shows on vaccines and medical issues. And so anyway, well, let me tell you, there's some questions in the chat room. Yes, we did have a flood yesterday. We had a horrid rainstorm. It was really awful. And I thought, oh great, we don't have to water the lawn seed in the front. And because we recently planted some, took out a tree and then planted some lawn seed. And you have to water it twice a day to really get it to grow. Anyway, yes, my basement got flooded. I've lived in this house since, well, it's been a long time. And this is the very first time that my basement has ever gotten flooded. I mean, we've had just a little bit just in the utility room, but it's gone down the drain and it's been wonderful. Well, the entire basement flooded. The family room down there, the bedroom, the utility room, the closet. I mean, the whole thing is just one big soggy mess. And the sump pump just quit pumping. And I thought that it had a battery backup, and surprise, surprise, it didn't. And I went down there probably at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Our power went off at 2:30. So I guess it was an hour later I went down there with a flashlight. And I went down to get my hurricane lamps, my battery-operated hurricane lamps, so that I could we could have some light. And I just planned to spend the day reading because my Kindle was all charged up. And I thought, okay, I've got the lamps. I'm going to read. And here we are. This water is in the utility room, and it is rising fast. And so, anyway, it just kept rising, and it's a very hopeless, helpless feeling when you see something like that happening, and you can't, you know, like pull a plug and let all the water out. But that's not what happened. So, a friend of mine also had a basement flood yesterday. So at least we're not the only one. And like I said, it could have been a lot worse because I have a washer and dryer down there, refrigerator, freezer, television, speakers, a great big huge bookshelf. And the washer, the dryer works fine. The freezer's still working. The air conditioner is still working. Everything seems to be working fine. So, it was some of the comments in the chat room are really funny. I don't think that that she met with ill consequences or something terrible happened to her. I think perhaps she just gave me the wrong phone number. And we will attempt to get her. Meanwhile, I've been doing a lot of research lately about some very close to the heart kinds of things. And probably am not ready to talk about it yet, but I do intend to do some programs about the situation that I have been having. And meanwhile, the other thing that I've been doing is just going through some of the talks or the articles on my website, kind of just rearranging them and just kind of evaluating them, and because I sent an email to somebody that who runs a podcast, and so I wanted to spiffy up the website, at least the front page, so that in case this person decided to visit my website, he would get some sort of an idea about what I believed and what I didn't believe. And because there's a lot of things that I believe because I've researched that are, other people just simply don't believe them. And the other thing I started yesterday, since I had all this time and I didn't have any electricity and I really couldn't do much on the computer, was I decided that I would compare the four editions of Mein Kampf that I have, because there's a lot of comments or claims on the internet that Adolf Hitler said some particular things about propaganda and how he was going to use it and how awful, you know, that. And it was basically what people say that he said. Let me try and bring one of the comments up for you. It's on my other computer, but I will find it here. And I actually even said it myself several years ago until I became objective in my research and decided that, gosh, you know, I really better look at the other side. And that's the thing that we don't very often do. We don't very often look at the other side. Several years ago, I wrote, let me just scroll down here. goodness. I wrote something that Hitler supposedly said. He supposedly said, and I quote, and this is all over the internet, but the most brilliant propagandist technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is borne in mind constantly and with unflagging attention. It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over. Here, as so often in this world, persistence is the first and most important requirement for success, unquote. So basically, what people claim that he said, yes, he did say something like that, but the arrangement of what I just read, and it's a quote, no, he didn't say that. He did not say that, because I looked in my four copies, and they're downstairs, so the Ford copy, the Mannheim copy, let's see, I should have brought them all upstairs here. I'll think about it when during the break, or I'll run down and get them during the break. Anyway, I looked in all four books, and that quote simply is not there. Now, oftentimes you will see on the internet that something is supposedly a quote that the person never, ever, ever said. Never said. And yet it's all over the internet, and it's all over everywhere, but the individual never said that. And yet people believe it. And in this other study that I've been doing, if people in a particular organization, say, for instance, a religious organization, repeat things over and over and over, even if the thing isn't true, the repetition of it and the repeating of it becomes so embedded that the lie becomes a truth. And so it's the repetition. And it's a Marxist communist tactic. And when Hitler in Mein Kampf was talking about this, he was talking about the English and the way that they used propaganda during World War II. Now, Mein Kampf was written in 1924-1925, way before the war, way before he was ever a politician, way before he was... I'm reading some things in the chat room here. I'm multitasking. Anyway, it was way before he ever became a politician. It wasn't something that he was applying to his country. It was something that he was talking about with regard to the English and their propaganda and what he is saying and what he is describing in this one chapter about war propaganda is that the English use propaganda so incredibly well that people bought into it. Even the Germans bought into it. And I mean, we've all heard the stories about how supposedly that the Germans went into Belgium, they were cutting off children's hands, they were chopping down apple trees in Paris. I mean, they were doing all kinds, that may have been in World War II, but they were doing all kinds of egregious things. But it was all propaganda. And we do know that Hollywood was very active in this, even before, during World War II, by the movies, supposedly these documentaries that they made where they referred to the Germans as Huns and monsters and all kinds of terrible names. And anyway, it was just something that they were very good at. They were very good at lying about other people. And of course, the objective was to get the British to hate the Germans in this case, so much that they would just go in and be willing to kill them. And remember that killing, men are not really put on the earth to kill each other, although that has happened often. But it's against a man's nature to kill somebody, a stranger, particularly a stranger that has never done anything to them. And so the English were very adept at using propaganda. I mean, they had used it in the Boer Wars. They'd used it in various places. And so they were going to use it. They did use it against Germany in World War I. And, of course, it got even worse in World War II. And the documentaries made after World War II, which number just about probably 300. I have them listed in my third book in my trilogy. Anyway, I was going to just see, okay, I want to see exactly where this quote came from. And I'd read this chapter several times, but I wanted to just prove to myself that this was totally out of context. And I believe that probably, and I haven't checked yet, but I own the book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Shearer, who was an embedded journalist and very biased, ethnically biased. And so, anyway, I think it probably came straight out of his book, but I have not looked yet because I've been reading two other books while I've been doing my Mein Kampf research. Anyway, and that was while the flood was going on. So I've had a very interesting couple of days. And hopefully, let me just check and see whether we have an email from our guest. I can't believe that she gave me the wrong number. I mean, it happens. If you have 4 or 5 telephone numbers, then it's pretty easy to pass out the wrong one when you're in a hurry. But let's look at her. Let's see. Here's what she wrote, and she wrote it for News with Views. And she wrote it on June 19th, and that's when I contacted her because I saw that, and I thought, oh, she looks like she would be a really good guest, so I emailed her right away, and she says, CDC vaccinating our children to death, which is really quite true, quite accurate. I used to write for News with Views, haven't for a long time. I just started writing and putting things on my own website, and just haven't submitted anything, although I should. I should submit some things to News with Views and see if they will publish them. It's really telling when you send an article to a news service and they opt not to publish it. It kind of lets you know, especially if it's a little bit controversial, it kind of lets you know about their biases. Anyway, here we go to a break. 3 minutes. Be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years. And its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and I did run downstairs and I grabbed my hard copy of my favorite version or translation of Mein Kampf, and that is the Ford translation. I think it's the best, that at least a lot of other people would agree with me. The Mannheim translation is available on Amazon. You can get the Kindle for 99 cents, and there's one that I have as a PDF. It's Hurst and Blackett Limited. Oh, okay, we have our guest. Okay, our guest. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi, I don't know what happened, because I verified the phone number, and you had the right one, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm just glad I was trying to figure out what happened and went into your radio station and knew that you thought you had the right number, so we're okay.
Yeah, it's weird. The most important thing is that you're here. And I was telling the listeners about the article that you wrote for News with Views about vaccines, about the CDC vaccinating our children to death. And when I read that, I immediately contacted you because I thought it was an excellent article and I really wanted to talk to you about it. And you do write for News with Views. You have a lot of very interesting articles there. And so anyway, you wrote this article on June 19th of 2016.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about it.
About the article?
Yeah. Give us your views about CDC.
Well, you know, I'm not a professional. I want people to understand that. I'm not a professional researcher other than the fact I have gotten pretty darn good at it, mostly because of starting out in genealogy. But
oh, really?
Heavy.
That is how you really learn to do research when you're working on family history.
Because yes, you do.
you have to look at you have to be so defining. You have to define your objectives. You have to look at all the records. You have to put to. You just really learn how to do research. You develop those skills that you need to do other kinds of research. But the thing too that you have to develop, in addition to those skills, is objectivity.
Oh, yes, and I'm filing to be a member of the DAR, and I needed my one grandfather's birth certificate, which I did not have. Mm-hmm. And I just got it the other day, and it's telling me he was born in Ohio, and I'm like, what? Because he left me an autobiography. And to the best of my knowledge, they were buried, that family was deeply buried in southwest Indiana, and he never left until he was 16 and went to work on the railroad.
Okay, so what record did you obtain?
His birth certificate.
Okay, his birth certificate.
Said he was born in Ohio. Yeah.
What year?
And Pemberton, Ohio is a long way from where...
What year was he born?
Oh, you're going to ask me that right off the top of my head. 18-something. 1896. But it came from Indiana, and they've got some really pretty good...
I mean, they didn't start keeping records, birth records in Ohio until after 1900. So
I know.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Let me stop and think. I've got so many in this thing. I've got over 7,000 in my database, so it gets kind of hard to keep them straight sometimes. I think maybe his was 1902. I'd have to go look it up on my computer, and I'm not sitting there. But,
okay.
You get going, and you see where people... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You have to consider... whether it's a primary or secondary record. Now, if you get a person's death certificate and it gives you, which most usually they have a birth date, the death certificate is only a primary record for death. It doesn't prove birth. The birth certificate is a primary record for birth.
Right.
So the primary record always has to do with the event, the time of the event, a record that was made at the time of the event. So anyway, that's interesting. But anyway, let's go back to the CDC. Unless you want to tell us a little bit more about. Oops, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And our guest for the first 2 hours is Diane Kepus, K-E-P-U-S. She's got a lot of websites, americaseducationwatch.org, americaismyname.org, chartertruth.com. She writes for newswithviews.com. And another website that she has is truthabouteducation.wordpress.com. And you were taught, let's finish up our conversation about family history research. I didn't mean to interrupt, but go ahead.
That's okay. And is this okay? I put my phone on speaker. Does it sound okay?
We'll have the producer tell us whether it sounds okay, because he's the expert in this. So go ahead. Yeah, he's our expert. So.
Well, we need experts.
Absolutely.
Anyway, he can tell me if he wants me to put it back, take it off a speaker. But
sure.
It's funny because my mother had started doing the genealogy, and she'd been doing about 6 months, and this is back in early 1980, and she said, you know, this is just going to be more than I can do. Here, you do it. And I'm like, okay. I don't know if she did that because she thought I would be interested or because I was the oldest, but she hit right on my buttons because I'm an auditor. So auditing is research, and it really set me off on a trail. I've just had a ball with it. I've found cousins all over the place. I just finished doing the ancestry DNA. It's just, you either like it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough that when my grandmother used to go back home, to the other side of Ohio to see my great-grandfather and great-aunts and uncles, she would always take me with her. So I knew them. And, of course, back when I was a kid, we used to have family reunions and, you know, you spent more time with your families and you're better connected, and now we're all over the country and you just, family's not really the same thing as it used to be without really having to work very hard to be a family.
Do you think that that's deliberate, Diane?
Oh, yeah. Yes. From my research in education, which is how I got started in what I'm doing now, it became more and more apparent to me, and as I was introduced to Charlotte Iserby, and had the pleasure of actually meeting her and was invited to even be on her CD series that she put out a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And it just, I mean, when you could verify when it comes out of their own mouths, they're sunk. I mean, they can't retract it. You can't get away with eternally stating, well, they misquoted me. No, they didn't.
Right.
And it's been a very long, ongoing process. I mean, we're basically talking about how they're trying to basically euthanize this country. And I just finished another article on Bill Gates, and I couldn't stop.
Oh, tell us about old Billy Gates.
Well, and I've done several on him, but this time when I went at it from the angle of eugenics, everything fell in place. I mean, he bought $500,000 worth of stock in Monsanto. He continually goes to Africa and India and all these countries, mutilating these children with these vaccinations of God only knows what's in them. And he's been funneling money for years into the chemicals and stuff for chemtrails. I mean, it's all there. Plus, he's been involved in trying to deliberately dumb our kids down through education. So once I started writing that article, I ended up with 7 pages. I probably could have gone on with more. I don't know if Paul will even post it on News with Views because it's so long. But
if you divide it in part one and part two, maybe you will.
Well, yeah, I do that a lot. But it's just, it is a plan. And with Bill Gates, it goes even farther because he is a eugenist. Yeah, I've had reporters say, oh, but he, you know, he's such a good guy. He gives all this money away. I said, well, what's he giving it away for? Do you really think he's not getting something back for his money? Do you think this is all coming out of his heart?
Yeah.
No, it's not. And his father was a eugenist.
Right, and his mother.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is that I believe that the U.S. government made a deal with him that he could have a monopoly, you know, with his Windows, MS Windows and whatnot, if he would, I think it was a symbiotic relationship, that he would do this, you know, practice eugenics and give away all this money and fund all these things. I mean, it's much easier to have Bill Gates fund it than to have the U.S. government come out and say, oh, yes, we're going to fund this. But yeah, we'll just use Bill Gates. He can do the dirty work, and we'll just let him have all this, you know, the monopoly, you know, network. What do you think?
Well, exactly. And he also signed an agreement in the early 2000s with the United Nations to write out that for Microsoft to write out the curriculum stuff for the computers and things. I mean, he's deeply involved in this Common Core garbage.
Exactly.
And it's, I don't know. I have a hard time admitting that we have people surrounding us that are so evil.
They're not people, they're psychopaths.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't even know if I want to give them the grace of that. Because that's a medical term, and they're more than that. Because they, for me, if it was medical, they couldn't control it.
Well, no, I think it's a choice that they make. Psychopaths make a choice. They you know, it's a choice that they make. That's the kind of people that they are. And if you say it's medical, you say, oh, they can't help it. No, these people can help it.
Oh, yeah.
These people
very
choose.
Definitely they can help it. They do have choices.
Now, are you aware of the database that he attempted to set up in which he was going to get all this information on all of these school children? I think there were like 50 fields that they were going to fill in, and some wise parents put a stop to it. This was probably, you know, back in, maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, yes. And that's been the prelude of what a lot of the school districts around the country have been trying to do. And the very sad part about this is it all has, of course, an end in the data mining, which they're going to keep the records on everybody. But it goes even further than that, because here in Florida, one example, I had a mother contact me. It was a couple of years ago, and she had been following my blog. And this was on Friday evening on Memorial Day weekend. And she emailed me, and she said, I don't know what to do. She said, I am so angry. I don't know where to put my anger, and the school's closed. But her son would get home from school every day at quarter of four, and she said, Diane, I swear to you, I check his backpack every day. And he was 7 years old in the second grade. And she said, I opened up his backpack today, and inside there was a notice to me that they were going to be selecting certain classes that they would be doing eye scans on, and the date on the form was the previous Monday. And she knew she had not missed it in his backpack all week, so she sat him down. And she asked him about it, and he said, oh, Mommy, we already did that.
Oh, dear.
So here she is all weekend. She can't do a thing. So I just asked her if, I said, I'm not going to give anybody your name or where you're from or anything. I said, I just want to be able to get it out there on Facebook to let people be aware. And on Tuesday morning after Memorial Day, they were at the school at 8 o'clock in the morning. The response from the principal was that it was out of his hands, that it was a directive that had come down from the school the district superintendent, and it was supposedly a trial run to see how it would work, because they were going to do a database on and focus it on which kids were on which bus. So they would know if a child got on the wrong bus where they should be. And I said, and
right.
See, now my common sense jumped out right then and said, but wait a minute, what happens if Susie wants to go home with Mary for a slumber party and they normally run two different buses? How do they do that? But then that was minor. They claim that they had decided it wasn't going to work and that the company that was doing it had destroyed all the eye scans.
Sure.
Now, they can't even prove that to the parents that they did. And this is only a small case. There has been school districts around the country that have given kids these little bracelets with the microchips in to pay for their lunch. All different kinds of things that they're coming out to do. And this is all manipulated. This is all planned. I mean, it's all to go to whatever you want to call it. Call me a tin hatter if you want to. I don't care. I've got too much proof to say. And now they're openly saying it. This is the New World Order, One World Government. And the Pope is certainly talking about a one-world religion. So this is what they want, and they're going to make us go along with them no matter what it takes. That's the plan.
You said something earlier, and thank you for sharing that. You said something earlier that you had your DNA tested. Now, yes. When I see that commercial from Ancestry, now I participated in a DNA, in fact, I ran the program, had nurses and local doctors and nurses set up. This was probably in 2000. And they didn't do it with just the sample from the mouth that was taking your blood. And so I had several doctors and phlebotomists and people come in. And we had, I think probably, 300 people signed up. You know, they wanted to do this. And when I see Ancestry promoting the idea, you know, send in your DNA, you know, or give, you know, send in for our kit. I'm not going to give anybody my DNA or any other part of my body. I think it's part of this one world order that you're talking about. I think it's a way of categorizing people, and it plays into our, well, we want to know who we are. You know, we want to know. I mean, that's why people do family history research. They want to know about their roots. They want to know where they came from. But I think that there's some very devious, deceptive things going on that we're not suspecting. And I would not do this. Anybody out there who wants to do this, rethink it. It's a bad idea. Ancestry.com, it's owned by the Mormon Church, okay? I wouldn't be doing that. Wouldn't be doing that. Okay?
You know, you may be very right. It may have been one of those little decision mistakes you make.
Of course, and we've all made them. Oh, my gosh,
I'm normally a very skeptic person anymore. It's like I don't, but yet I'm the type of person, my family laughs at me. I talk to every stranger in the world. I just do it. I don't care if you're black, white, polka dot. I don't care if you walk upside down. I talk to everybody in elevators and doctor's offices. And I don't care where I am.
You're a very friendly person. I mean, that's just your nature.
I force people to smile at me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for me, I guess, it goes even deeper than just being friendly. It's like I want to break this chain that the government has laid out there in the creation of the political parties of continually keeping us in division.
Yeah.
And that one side is periodically the good guys, and another time somebody else is the good guys, and another time another one's the good guys, and you're back and forth and back and forth, while the politicians sit up there and slap each other on the back and buy bigger wallets. And usually I am a lot more skeptic about things, because I've always got really quick.
You were engaged in something that was very family-oriented, and you wouldn't think you wouldn't have any suspicions about that. You wouldn't have any suspicions about, gosh, I just want to know where I came from. I want to know about my family. It's part of what you were doing as a very benign activity, a wonderful family-oriented activity. You were talking about family reunions and togetherness and all this other stuff. It was very benign. Of course you're not going to suspect that some evil entity is out there to get your DNA for another reason. And so, of course, you wouldn't suspect, hey, I let somebody draw my blood in 2000. Trust me, I don't like to have my blood. It's the worst possible thing that could happen as far as I'm concerned. It's a horrible thing. But since I was running the program and, you know, people were saying, well, Deanne, aren't you going to do it? And I said, oh, you know, and then one of the PAs talked me into it, a physician assistant. And he was very good and everything. But gosh, it was something we all thought this is a wonderful thing because We don't, we're good people. We don't realize, we cannot conceive of the evil that these people have in their hearts and minds. Okay, we're going to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest for the first 2 hours is Diane Kepus, KEPUS. And which is your favorite website? Which website would you want the listeners to visit? All of them or one particular one?
Well, I'll tell you, America Is My Name is where my heart is.
Okay.
There's an awful lot of information on that website. If you need information about charter schools and charter truths, you could focus on that. I started Education, America's Education Watch, mostly to focus toward helping parents be able to set up homeschool coalitions and get
Wonderful.
Their kids out of school. I know that it's difficult, especially for young parents today, with so many of them having babies. They have to work, and it's a difficult thing to do, but I want
parents to know, and this is not downing our teachers by any stretch of the imagination, please. But our good teachers, a large majority of them have left teaching, mostly because of Common Core. Uh-huh. And the other hand is to some of the things that are they're trying to impose on them to additionally teach your children and indoctrinate them. So our good teachers have left, and we have charter schools out there now that are owned by these public-private partnerships that your tax dollars are making them fat cats, and your children are still being taught Common Core. You have charter schools out there that'll tell you that they're teaching them classical education. No, they're not, because if you go in and look up the curriculum that they're using, i.e. like Saxon Math or a couple of other things they're using for English language arts, they are Common Core aligned. What does that mean? The kids are getting Common Core. And the other side of the coin, you must look at the fact, is they, the federal government is the ones that started pushing charter schools. So now your question marks has, and your ears have got to just dance up there and say, why are they doing this? Well, they're trying to tell you that our public schools are failing, that they are not giving our children what they need. Well, no, they're not. Why are they not? Because the federal government, full of non-educators, continually plays with the education and keeps bouncing everything around, has everybody confused, nobody knows what they're doing, and who's paying the price for this? Our children. Have you seen any public schools that have been closed because of failing? I mean, you might. I've seen them closed because they've changed school districts around. Mm-hmm. I haven't one that's been closed because of fraud, child abuse, any of the things that they're closing charter schools for, and who pays the debt? I had a charter school right down the street here for me. It was a high school.
Diane, we're at the top of the hour, so we will be back in 3 minutes.
To shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.